we're celebrating, we're giving recognition to 9 local people and organizations that have done incredible work, and they deserve to be honored, all of them. And you're right, you know, a determinant of a healthy and vibrant city is looking to see what's their arts and culture scene. And for the size of Marquette, we have an incredible arts and culture scene, an incredible pool of talent. And I think that speaks so many, you know, so much of our city. And not only that, we have a city-run arts organization. I'm proud to honor these people on Friday night. You know, we have performing artists, visual artists, writers. It's all of them.
It's been an interesting process to see, I know, as these awards have also gotten underway, because it started a while back, and it's interesting because I know a lot of people, I'm actually one that picked up one several years ago. It is very nice to be recognized, but most of us all say the same thing. It's like, thanks, but let's go do another project. You know what I mean? I'm sure you're probably catching something like that, that folks are saying, this is cool, but, you know, thanks, but what's next? You know,
right, sort of exactly. Thing. And, you know, and so I'm thinking this year to do something a little bit new is to try to celebrate these people all year long instead of for just this one night. You know, get them, be active in getting them press, getting them the attention they deserve, giving them a platform to talk about what's important to them, exhibiting their work all year long. So the City Arts and Culture Center is really hoping to, we're going to choose each person for each month and really focus our attention on them. So this is an award that hopefully will gain attraction for other artists, be something, yeah, not only is this a nice recognition, but it's something that's very important because it they're going to help me all year long. I think that a lot of these people, can I name them? I'd love to name
sure,
them.
Yeah.
We have Robert Riley. He is our Arts Volunteer of the Year, and a lot of people are familiar with his work with Midsummer Celebration, amazing, and an amazing folk dancer. Community arts activist for 2012 is Nikki Nason. And for those that know her, I don't think I need to even say anything else but her name. I mean, she's done an incredible amount of work.
It's impossible to think of the art scene here in the last decade or so without Nikki's name. You know, I mean, she's been instrumental in it. So that's a great choice there for a couple arts activist.
Oh, yeah. Her name is in Marquette history for sure for lifting up our arts, elevating our arts. Lance Whitfield is our outstanding arts educator. Beth Milner, Special Recognition Award. She's a jeweler in town. In fact, she just opened a shop on Washington Street. Her opening night is this Wednesday, her opening reception. And actually, her award is for all the work that she does within the arts community, if it's 0 Degrees on 3rd Street, or getting people set up on websites, Weebly sites, organizing the TED Talks. She's very active as well in the arts community. Outstanding Community Arts Impact is Marquette Symphony Orchestra. You have a city orchestra.
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the symphony orchestra in our community is, our size is amazing.
It is. Incredible talent. Youth Artist Award, Jill Vermeulen. Again, you know, who mm-hmm. got a lot of her, she's been seen a lot in the youth productions that Nikki has presented, but she's also an accomplished dancer, singer, performer all around. She'll actually be performing that night. Outstanding visual artist is Catherine Burnett. And three of her pieces actually are in the LSAA show that's exhibiting right now at the Arts and Culture Center. Outstanding performance artist, Jeff Krebs. He's you know him. He's a children's...
Papa Crow, for those who don't know.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Krebs.
He'll be performing as well the night of the Arts Awards. And outstanding writer, Lon and Lynn Emmerich.